Spectacular! Spectacular! No words in the vernacular can describe this great event. You'll be dumb with wonderment. Returns are fixed at 10%. You must agree that's excellent.
And on top of your fee,
you'll be in the artistic
league. What do you mean by that?
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years. So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Elephants,
Moravians,
Indians,
and courtesans,
and bats,
and duckling bears,
carrot girls,
fire eaters,
muscle man contortionists,
intrigue, danger,
and romance,
electric lights, machinery,
all that electricity.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years. So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Spectacular, spectacular, no words in the vernacular can describe this great event. You'll be done with wonderment.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years. So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
The courtesan and sitarman are pulled apart by an evil plan,
but in the end she is his son,
and their love is just too strong.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Listen, to play a secret song, helps them flee the evil one. Though the tyrant rants and rails, it is all to no avail.
You will not escape!
Oh, Harold, no one could play him like you could.
No one's going to.
So exciting, we'll make them laugh, we'll make them cry. So delighting.
And in the end, should someone die?
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Generally, I like it.
Just a sin away, oh, oh, just a sin away. I can't wait another day, I think I'm giving in. How I'd love to hold you tight, oh, oh, be with you tonight. But that still won't make it right, cause I belong to him. Why, down deep inside, I know that it's all wrong.
conditioning will lose their meaning. Toilet starts flushing, sets me off again.
The three television networks join with the League of Women Voters to bring you Debate 76.
Good evening. I'm Ann Rabel, your moderator for this third televised debate between President Gerald R. Ford and the Democratic nominee for president, former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter. Now I will introduce the three journalists who will be asking the questions tonight. Earl Rowland of the Chicago Tribune, author of Minorities in Politics. Liz Montgomery of the New York Post, author of Women in Politics. And Marilyn Krauss of the Rolling Stone magazine, author of Transsexuals in Politics. Because this is the last of these historic debates, we will begin with our national anthem.
I can name that tune in four notes.
No, no.
The Star Spangled Banner.
No, Mr. President.
Nope. The Battle Hymn of the Republic. How about I Gotta Be Me?
No, I gotta be me, because I gotta be, whether I'm right or whether
I'm
wrong.
Let's just forget the national anthem and move right into the body of our debate. Mr. Rowland, a question for Governor Carter.
Yeah, Governor Carter, since after the last debate, you have been criticized for not answering the question directly. Now, keeping this in mind, why do you oppose the B-1 bomber?
Oh, Mr. Rowland, that's a very complicated issue, and I'd like to break that question down into two parts, if I might. The first part, of course, is the eternal question why that has plagued philosophers from Socrates to Thomas Aquinas to Bob Dylan. Now, I could not begin to answer that question in the allotted time here. Of course, the second part of the question is, do I oppose the B-1 bomber? Yes.
Ms. Montgomery, a question for Governor Ford. Oh, I'm sorry, President Ford.
Yes, Mr. President, this week you admitted making a mistake in the last debate when you asserted that Eastern Europeans are autonomous and independent and that they don't consider themselves dominated by the Soviet Union. Certainly anyone can crack under the pressure of these debates and say something incredibly dumb. But to set the record straight, could you describe what you saw on your last visit to Poland?
Well, Miss Montgomery, last year I visited the capital of Poland, and let me just say from the outset that Milwaukee is a beautiful city. And I sense their very independent and autonomous spirit, much like the voters of our own northwestern and northeastern urban centers. But because of Soviet domination, the Poles don't seem to have the equipment that we take for granted here in the great United States. Excuse me. I'll never forget, I was in my hotel room there in Milwaukee. My light bulb failed me. Well, I got up on the desk, and of course I had to call in a few Secret Service men to come in and spin that desk around while I put the bulb in. Excuse me.
Marilyn Krause, a question for Governor Carter?
Yes. Excuse me. Mr. Carter, you've been criticized by President for making unfairly bitter personal attacks on him. Now, how do you answer this charge, sir?
Bitter? Mr. Krause, in the 1930s in Europe, a man criticized his political opponents for their bitter personal attacks on him. And that man was Adolf Hitler. Now, Adolf Hitler was responsible for the deaths of over 50 million people during World War II. Now, I don't believe that Mr. Ford would purposely kill 50 million people. But his lack of leadership may lead to a total fiery, demonic holocaust.
President Ford, rebuttal?
Well, once again, Mr. Carter is playing fast and loose with his figures. During World War II, of course, only 40 million people were killed.
A question for the president.
Yes, how about Chile, where in 1973 the State Department, under the direction of Dr. Kissinger, helped overthrow the Democratic Allende government and replaced it with a brutal military dictatorship, which you now support and which tortures thousands of political prisoners?
Well, now, Mr. Rowland, the Chileans are an independent and autonomous people, and they don't consider being beaten with rubber truncheons to be a torture. Just the other day, I talked on the phone to the dictator of Chile, and he assured me that Chileans certainly do not believe that having electrodes placed between your genitals means you are under domination. Care for some water, Governor?
I'd like some water, thank you.
Certainly.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would like to ask Governor Carter a question, if I may. Governor Carter, you have said that the Playboy interview may have been a mistake. Do you think you were being too honest with the American people, and do you still lust after women?
Well, I don't think there's such a thing as being too honest, Ms. Montgomery, and just to prove it, I'm going to answer honestly how I feel right now. I want to say that you're a very attractive woman. And your hair looks kind of silky and kind of soft. And at this moment in my heart, I'm wearing a leather mask and breathing in your ear.
President Ford, rebuttal?
Well, of course, as you know, I have lusted after only two women in my life. They are, of course, my lovely wife, Betty, and my lovely mother, Mom.
Marilyn Krause, a question for the president.
Yes. Mr. President, just last week you were absolved of any guilt connected with your congressional campaign funds. However, you do admit receiving paid vacations from United States Steel lobbyists. What is your relationship with these lobbyists of the captains of industry, sir?
Yes, well, on that point, Mr. Krause, Mr. Krause. The people at U.S. Steel are clearly an independent and autonomous people, and I don't think they consider themselves political payoff people.
Gentlemen, I'm very sorry, but we have reached the end of our question and answer period. We just have enough time for your concluding statements, if you please.
The purpose of these debates has
America's
been to help
America's future is brighter than ever before. In the last 2 years, I have provided leadership not only for the United States, but for the free world. The economy is on the up.
This has led to a degeneration in all kinds of ways in America,
our foreign policy.
Foreign policy.
Of course, if I'm reelected, these trends will
continue. Morals of this country. If I'm elected, I'm going to revitalize it.
By the year 1981, the budget will be balanced.
Candidates have flown on Peppercorn Airlines and by the United States government. The United States government, distributors of fine weapons for over 30 years.
screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man.
Peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my every day, sun soaking bulges in the shade. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist and dreamed about you, woman. I poked my finger down inside, make a little room for an ant to hide. Nature's candy in my hand, or can or pie. Yeah.
come fly with me. We'll fly,
Let's shrimp cocktail, 29 cent. If you can use some exotic booze, boxy boxing, fake IDs.
How'd you know?
$10. Ten. Shrimp, ladies. 10 of them. I need the 10.
Look, I'm not through with you yet, Bingo.
All right? You're Nick Papagiorgio. You're from Yuma, Arizona. You're into software. Now stick your head in the hole and say Joey Heatherton.
Right here on the strip?
Smile, kid. You're in Vegas.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her, she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kicking man? My hair keeps spinning. I don't kiss the thinking. You're in it. If this is just a big dinner, my life is gonna be.
Congratulations. You've won the car. Gracie, some ID, please. It's just like the fella's son. And where would you like the car sent, Mr. Papagiorgio?
Can I tell you about $5 in coins, please?
What?
I'd like to bet $5.
$5. New roller coming out. Kid looks like a shooter. I'm going
Gotta
for this.
Gotta get a shooter.
I'm going for this. Go for this. He looks like a shooter. I'm
on. Come on. 11. Come on. 7 anyway.
Come on.
7 anyway.
7 now.
7, a winner.
Yeah. Way to go, kid.
You want to press it?
Press it?
I want to press this up. Press this up.
Yeah, press it.
Give him the dice. He can do it again.
Come on,
let's go. Come on, baby. Come
good
on, come
7
on.
Anyway.
Come on.
7 dice. Winner.
Yeah!
Fantastic. This kid's great.
Yo! This kid's great.
Sorry to bother you, sir. May I see some ID?
Yeah. ID?
Sure. Thank you. Welcome to Mirage, Mr. Papagiorgio. My name is Dean.
Why do they do that? When they've got a hot table, why do they do that?
Thank you, Dean.
How do you like Yuma?
Yuma, it's great. My wife and kids are, you know, back in Yuma, where I work in software, in the software business.
Hey, let the man roll the dice.
No corrective lenses tonight?
No, I do not require them.
Seven out.
Oh. Nice roll, Mr. Nick.
You did good.
Thank you.
Kid, you made me a lot of money tonight.
Great roll.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma. You like getting massaged?
By who?
By who? By me. Meet us in a spot 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Mr. Papagiorgio.
Randy, this guy's with us. You take care of him.
I was just going to say, we're so impressed with your play that we'd like to invite you to stay in one of our suites. Would you follow me? And if there's anything you need, don't hesitate to call me.
Thank you.
Like the fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
No!
Yeah. In a minute, Russ. You see, the promise of material possessions can often blind one to the... What is it, Russ?
Those four cars over there? They're mine.
What do you mean they're... yours?
Yeah.
Where did they come from, Russ?
Well, four slot machines, and I won four cars, you know? I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car.
Okay, I think I get it.
I remember our fear and felt on my within day. And the tears cried on my shoulder, I couldn't turn. So much has happened to me that I don't understand. All I can think of is being 5 years old.
following behind you at the beach, tracing your footprints in the sand, trying to walk like a man. Goodbye, lady of the roses. We lived in the shadow of the elms. I remember Ma dragging me and my sister up the street to the church whenever she heard those old wedding bells. Well, would they ever look so happy again? Yeah, a handsome groom and his bride, as they stepped into that long black limousine for their mystery ride. Well, the night you'll step away from me, and alone at the altar I stand, as I watch my bride coming down the aisle, I pray for the strength to walk like a man. So many steps I'd have to learn on my own. Well, I was young and I didn't know what to do when I saw your best steps stolen away from you. I'll do what I can, I'll walk like a
to the equator with a giant stereo and a manic TV. And every once in a while she says these things to me. I want love, I want drugs, I want sex and affection. Want everyone in this room here to look in my direction. Want a man with lips just like Mick Jagger. Rots through his hair and keeps Richard staggered. It's what
cartoons.
Let's just watch it and see what it is.
Are we on? Oh. Orale! And, like, welcome to Con Talk. Like, I'm your host, Sleepy Gonzalez. And, we're gonna wrap it down to you today, man, to, like, all you little vato locos out there, man, is, like, how to stay out of the slam and, you know, and that shit like that, you know? Like, I did time in Folsom and Soledad and Chino, you know? And this is my guest here, man. Hey, this dude's famous, man, you know? Like, his name is Joe the Whole Cole. He did 40 years in Q, man, in Quentin, you know? And 20 years in the hole. Hey, Joe, hey, welcome to the show, man. Here's a cookie. Hey, you don't know me nothing, man. And I don't know you nothing.
Thanks, Speedy.
Hey, Sleepy, man. Hey, so the topic for today is, like, gun control. All right? Okay. All right, like, I'm for gun control. What am I for? I'm for gun control. Okay? You know, like guns can fuck you up, you know? Like, knives, well, they can fuck you up too, you know? It's like, check it out, you know? Like, I got stabbed, like, 13 times in this arm, man, you know? And like, in this arm, I got... Well, I can't roll up that sleeve. But I'm still living, you know? But check this out, you know? Like, I got shot in the side of the head there, man, you know, and the bullet went in there, and, like it's still in there, you know? And that's why I talk slow. Has nothing to do with dope, you know? And so, now, Joe's gonna wrap it down to you. Okay, man.
Well, first of all, Speedy, I wanna say,
like most vatos, you're full of shit.
You're full of shit in the joint, you're even more full of shit now. Hey, man. We need guns.
Yeah, I know. You need guns,
that's
man.
That's right. That's how I make my living, with guns.
Yes.
I rob banks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you see me walking into a bank with a knife saying, stick 'em up, huh?
That'd be a trip, huh?
Besides, man, guns don't kill people. Cops kill people.
Hey, yeah, right on. I hear you there. All right, okay.
The thing is, too, man, like, you gotta be an idiot not to know how to handle a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, first thing you do, you make sure the weapon not...
Oh, wow, man. Hey. There you go, man. Like, that's all the time we got today on Con Talk. Join us next week when, the topic will be how to score dope in prison. Or how not to go to prison because you gotta score dope or something. Hey, man, have some coffee. Hey, homeboy. Come on. You all right? Oh, wow, man. Hey. Hey, you're lucky it came out. Hey, mine's still in there, man. Hey, far out. See you next week, you know? And like that.
Never underestimate Tony Stark. Tony Stark.
wants me to do evil. I created an army suit to protect my people. Escape, vowed to be Iron Man the Great. The billionaire Tony Stark to renew your faith. Build Stark Towers, throw the biggest events. Got liquid armor, I can paint all dents. Keep a few bad chicks, I ain't your average hero. Movie premieres, hit me with Denzel and De Niro. 6'6" and letting go, playboy industrialist. Face of a ghost, minds of a technologist. Specialist, modern day speed slang therapist. Specializing weapons, I can blow on terrorists. So don't sleep, big homie. Real recognized and I can see you, phony. My weak heart can't take it, got a lifelong sentence. Boy, genius grown up, and I fight with a vengeance. When I glide on stage, and my heart gently weeps in the iron rib cage. Punched by metals, replaced by elements. My enemies hunted like a tusk on an elephant. Extraordinary, hiding my dual identities. Anthony Stark, call me Tone, the top pedigree. Multi-billionaire, military contractor. Crushing my opponents with the strength of a compactor. X Factor, I turn liquids to metals. Water to wine, I turn dirt into rose petals. Greatest man walking, blow a bottle of goose. Go from clad iron armor to Versace suits. I'm so elegant, scientifically intelligent. My lawyers won the case, I won't take the settlement. Money's irrelevant, I need heat to energize. We taking over the planet, Stark Enterprise.
I know your life on earth was troubled. Only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger.
Gentlemen, the orange crop estimates for the next year. After calculating the estimates from various orange producing states, we have concluded the following. The cold winter has apparently not affected the orange harvest. Consumers can expect orange juice prices to fall to be dramatic.
Wilson, for Christ's sake, sell!
Jackson, where are you going? Idiot! Get back in there at once and sell! Sell!
But I just...
Five?
Yeah,
200.
100? Oh, yeah, that was 100.
100?
So did you get the
100? I got the 5 with you, man.
Oh, that was 100 lots?
100?
That's 25.
Happy New Year!
Winthrop. Valentine.
Hey, how'd y'all make out today?
How could you do this to us after everything we've done for you?
Oh, see, I made Lewis a bet here. The Lewis bet me that we couldn't both get rich and put y'all in the poorhouse at the same time. He didn't think we could do it. I won.
I lost. $1.
Thank you, Lewis.
After you.
Certainly.
Margin call, gentlemen. Oh, you can't expect us to...
You know the rules of the exchange, Mr. Duke. All accounts to be settled at the end of the day's trading, without exception.
You know perfectly well we don't have $394 million in cash.
I'm sorry, boys. Put the Duke brothers' seats on the exchange up for sale at once. Seize all assets of Duke and Duke Commodities Brokers, as well as all personal holdings of Randolph and Mortimer Duke.
My God. We're ruined.
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. You can't sell our seats. A Duke has been sitting on this exchange since it was founded. We founded this exchange. It's ours. It belongs to us.
My God.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance.
Fuck him. Now you listen to me. I want trading reopened right now. Get those brokers back in here. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on. You are your Nobel Prize, you idiot!
Where's Beaks? Where in hell is Beaks?
Beaks?
Yeah, I forgot all about that guy.
Okay, one male gorilla.
Hey, wait a minute. There's two of them in that cage.
One gorilla, two gorillas. Big deal. The whole bunch is getting sent back to Africa. It's a big scientific experiment. What do I know? Anyway, take a look. They're in love.